I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I guess kind of like everybody else, you know, hit the phone and text out and made a couple calls and seeing what was going on. Was actually driving down the road listening to 610, and I heard it.
Rappin' Duke has a song for Brian Gaine and Nick Caserio as the Texans GM search continues. We're going to talk about the whereabouts of Brian Gaine, and I did some digging of my own from people who worked with him in Dallas. They're still with the organization. Apparently, he wasn't liked by a few people. Mm-hmm. Not a huge deal, but a huge deal to some.
Well,
I'll tell you
interesting.
That in just a second. You don't know it, John. You don't know. You don't know.
I told you to
surprise
me with this.
I am going to surprise you with this, and I got a feeling that when it comes to the extreme reaction and the moderate reaction to this,
where am I going
to
fall?
You're going to hate Brian Gaine after I tell you this.
No, really?
You're going to hate Brian Gaine after I tell you this.
Huh.
100% going to hate Brian Gaine after I tell you this. I can
How
promise
How about Jonathan
you.
Joseph's a loophole, man?
Jonathan Joseph is a loophole. We already knew that.
Everybody listens
Justin
to
Reed's,
loophole.
Justin Reed's a loophole. Bill O'Brien's a loophole. Everybody's a loophole, man. Everybody listens here, and we very much appreciate it. Rappin' Duke, he's been known to bust a little flow. This is his song about Nick Caserio, Brian Gaine, in the search for the next GM.
Gunslinging, cutthroat, cow-fired Gaine. Shocked our brain, come work for me and sell a crane. Get on a plane, hell, go to Spain. You're not first, another saying. You're gone. Now, we got a new scenario. Rick Ross louder on the stereo. Go get Nick Caserio so Gaine's accent ain't arbitrario. Snatch him from our adversario and dump the Pat's dynasty in Lake Ontario. Rip a fifth hole in Belichick's hoodie, yo. I know! Chili pie. No mayo. Pilgrim?
No mayo.
That's a good decision by him.
Rappin' Duke.
I will say that. That's a good decision by him. Mm-hmm. Brian Gaine, where the hell is he? I've talked to multiple people that cover the team that have texted Brian Gaine.
Mm-hmm.
No response. He really doesn't have a lot to say about this, which isn't surprising because, honestly, he didn't really talk to the media very much when he was here, so why would he suddenly come in here and burn bridges like
just
that?
Just real quick before we get to the audio some audio and your point on Brian Gaine. He's going to have to talk. Eventually. Now, maybe it won't
He's going to have to explain himself.
Well, because maybe it won't be as in-depth questioning as we saw yesterday with Bill O'Brien. But he's not going to leave football. You know, he's going to be up for other jobs. He may be getting a job as we speak with someone. Because maybe not as general manager, but somewhere in football. He's going to continue to work in this profession.
I mean, he's
going
to have to tell them what happened.
So, but also he's going to have to face, you know, some meeting. Maybe it's going to be in freaking Minnesota or San Francisco or wherever, but they know the story and they're going to have to get his side of it. So he will talk eventually.
This was Brian Gaine at his opening presser on his philosophy with Bill O'Brien. And this is what Brian Gaine had to say about the philosophical alignment between he and B.O.B.
We have inquiries or questions about what's going on in the football operation. We're always communicating, but that's not with Coach O'Brien. It's with the balance of the coaching staff. It's also with the scouting staff. It's with the football operation. It's with Chris Olsen and our football administration department. It's with our training room. It's with our strength and conditioning area. So all those areas, communication is critically important for the success of our program.
So that's his philosophy. We heard it time after time after time, and we knew how close he was with Bill O'Brien. They seemed to, they basically finished each other's sentences or sounded the exact same whenever they talked at the podium. What do you mean, well?
They were in alignment. I had forgotten until I heard that question yesterday, and I forgot who asked it. I'd like to give him credit. In the official press release from the Texans, Bill O'Brien.
I think it was Brian T. Smith.
Yeah, I think it was Brian T. Smith.
That dude will ask the question. I got to give Brian T. Smith credit. When it comes to ask the questions, he'll go up there and ask when he's
in the official Texans press release, Bill O'Brien was quoted as saying that Brian Gaine was, quote, head and shoulders above.
What changed?
Every other candidate.
What changed was the question. And I think it was Brian T. If I'm crediting you improperly, just take the credit and run with it. I do it all the time when I don't deserve it. Bill O'Brien yesterday at the press conference, this was the weirdest thing. I understand why you don't answer a lot of questions, but the way in which he answered questions about Brian Gaine was a little bit, I don't want to say troubling, but somewhat surprising to me. This is Bill O'Brien on the reaction to Brian Gaine being fired.
I think anytime, you know, you get news like that right away, it's, you know, that's a tough decision, like I said, for Cal to make. But again, he was very clear with me on what he wanted me to do to improve and his vision for the football team and his vision for the organization. And that's what we're doing now. We're moving forward. We're excited about the future.
Vision. For those who weren't listening, he mentioned that 29 times. I'm watching the Astros yesterday. I'm saying, I'm going to listen to this thing. I started counting. 29 times Bill O'Brien mentioned the thorough evaluation, vision, and the statement by Cal McNair.
So Bill O'Brien continues, and Mike Meltzer, who you can hear 6 to 10 right here on Sports Radio 610, asked him
on
about
the radio program
from John McClain. John McClain said that there was a strained relationship from Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien. I personally don't believe this. I don't believe this. I know McClain's reporting it. I find that very hard to believe, and I personally, in my opinion, do not believe this. But Mike Meltzer asked about the report. This is what the head coach of the Houston Texans had to say.
Bill, it was written in the Chronicle that your relationship with Brian had deteriorated. Is that accurate? Eroded, I should say.
Again, I'll go back to the statement that Cal made. You know, I'll say it again. He did a thorough evaluation of what goes on in this building on a day-to-day basis. Every area, training room, equipment, nutrition, business side, everything. And that's what I'll tell you about that.
See, honestly, I think, you know, I know that Bill O'Brien's a little bit more conservative and close to the belt when it comes to giving information. But honestly, just from like a perspective, I don't want to like go deep and say like from a human perspective, but I don't think he would have done any disservice to Cal McNair's vision, to Jack Easterby's vision, maybe even to his own vision, to say something along the lines of, look, Brian Gain and I worked very close for 18 months. I like what
we
he
didn't
did
always
here.
Agree.
We didn't always agree, but we did the best that we could to put the best football team out here. And our relationship wasn't any different than any other relationship that you see from a GM. I feel like he could have at least said something like that for Brian Gain and the guy that he was aligned with as early as 2 weeks
ago.
Well,
let me share with you something that I think is key that nobody's talking about. All right. Because over the course of this,
nobody's talking about guys.
Over the course of this press conference, he was asked a very brief question and he gave a very brief answer. Have you spoken with Brian Gain since he got fired?
You want to hear that?
And let's play that, and then I'm going to tell you why that is a key element. It might have been the most candid Bill O'Brien was, or at least telling.
Okay.
The entire press conference.
Okay. Let's hear it. Why, have you talked to your buddy Brian Gain?
Have you talked to Brian Gain since Friday?
No, I have not.
Can you say about Brian
All right.
as a person, as a football man?
Man of high character, great family man, and a good football person.
I don't care if you despise someone that you're working with. You don't go 4 days. I mean, you go 4 days without even talking with him, without saying, hey, sorry it didn't work out.
That's kind of cold-hearted, man. Like, we've all been in the situation where people have been let go.
Right.
And even people that I wasn't even, like,
close with or whatever.
And people that I've been close with have gotten let go before at my job. You know, that happens.
Right.
And, you know, even the guys that you aren't close with, that you aren't aligned to not at least just text them and say, hey, sorry it didn't work out, wish you the best, That's a little bit strange.
For all the subterfuge that went on in yesterday's press conference, for all the sidestepping that went on and all the deferring to Cal McNair, I thought that comment right there was the most telling. And it tells me that presuming he's telling the truth there, and I don't know why he would say, yes, I did. If he in fact did, that tells me there was a rift. There was a problem between these two guys.
Maybe. It just tells me that.
Because he got fired and you don't even talk to him? 4 days? Yeah, 4 days talking to him? You don't even do it?
Maybe he just thought that it would look bad if he said he did.
But
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that he at least got a text message.
I understand. There is that possibility. But what I'm saying is you're here doing what you're told, you know, presumably. You know, Cal McNair said, follow this script, and he did follow it. You get a very simple question. Have you talked to him? It actually would make you look better, a little more compassionate. It would make Bill O'Brien at least look like he has a heart. You know, no, I haven't. Dude, he was the general manager. You were the head coach. He was together for 17 and a half months. You were together. And in 4 days since he got fired, you don't even say, glad you're out of here?
It's weird.
You know?
It's very strange. We'll hear Bill O'Brien a little bit later on in the hits as well, talking about when he realized it wasn't going to work out with Gain, and has he talked to Nick Caserio about the Texans job? So we'll hear that a little bit later in the hits. But as promised, I did some digging on Brian Gain. A lot of people have reached out to Brian Gain. Mm-hmm. I found out something kind of crazy. My old boss.
You went with some people that knew
him.
I
went with some people that work with the Dallas Cowboys right now. Mm-hmm. I texted them and just asked them some questions. But I also found out that my first radio boss, his wife used to be married to Brian Gain's brother. So it's her ex-brother-in-law. Okay. So I was talking to him a little bit about Brian. They were asking me what the deal was. I said, damn, your guess is as good as mine. I almost cussed. But in talking to guys at the Dallas Cowboys, apparently Brian Gain wasn't liked by a few people in that building. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this is a big deal, but to some it might be. So I'm going to give you some breaking news right here on In the Loop about Brian Gain and why he might rub people the wrong way. This into In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. According to my sources with the Dallas Cowboys, mm-hmm. Brian Gain sweats profusely when he works out and even blows his nose not clean the workout machines after he blows his nose and sweats on them.
That's not true.
They told you that?
Yes, they did. Your thoughts?
He's a pig. Right?
I don't know.
You don't clean the workout machine.
And he's blowing his nose and sweating profusely all over him.
If you're going to blow your nose, at least do it in your shirt like I do.
Every day. He's a pig, according to John Lopez. Yeah. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. You don't get news like that anywhere
else. That's insight, baby.
Coming up next in the hits, Texans mandatory minicamp is underway at NRG. Bill O'Brien on if he likes Nick Caserio to take over the job, and the players weigh in on the drama, plus an update on all your injured Houston Astros next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.